Hi, I'm Rabbi Yisroel Bernathan. Welcome to my Daily Torah Thoughts. We're continuing this week of inspiring ourselves for this incredible upcoming holiday of Passover. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we say, all who are hungry, come and eat. All who are needy, come and celebrate Pesach. Being that this is said while sitting at the dinner table, the only people hearing it are those who are already there. So what's the point of making this grand invitation when the truly needy can't hear it? First of all, it is our obligation before Passover to make sure those who are needy have where to go for the Seder, have enough to provide for their families for the holiday. That's called Ma'ot Chitim, and it's a community obligation of which, if you don't know where to give, I'm happy to take care of that for you. But the invitation at the Seder is not intended for outsiders. We're inviting ourselves and the people around us to really be present at the Seder. While we'll be sitting at the table, our minds can be miles away, stuck in our lives, stuck in our family issues, stuck in our business issues, stuck in our iPhones. And then we may miss out in the most powerful spiritual journey, the Passover Seder. Each one of us is hungry. We're all needy. We have a soul that hungers for nourishment and inspiration. And we all feel a profound need for our inner self to be freely expressed. Our soul yearns to love, to give, to contribute to the world, and to connect to God. But our soul is sometimes trapped, surrounded by obstacles to its being free. Scars from the past that cripple us, fears that prevent us from opening our hearts. Bad habits that waste our time and divert our energy, toxic relationships that we have become dependent on, negative attitudes that darken our vision, egotism and complacency that stunt our growth. I think we're all stuck in our own inner Egypt, with these internal slave masters holding us back from becoming who we're supposed to be. Like Pharaoh of old, our ego doesn't want to let us go. Even as we sit down to the Seder and read the story of the Israelite exodus from slavery, we are still slaves. So at the beginning of the Seder, we invite ourselves to really come to the Seder and experience freedom. Don't let yourself be enslaved to your Egypt any longer. Whoever is hungry, come and eat. Whoever is needy, come and celebrate Pesach. If you hunger for inspiration, come and absorb the Haggadah's message of liberty. Don't just sit there. Enter into the Pesach experience with your entire being. Read the story of the Exodus, taste the matzah, the food of faith, and drink in the wine of freedom. The Seder night is more than just a commemoration of miracles of the past. It's a personal experience. The exodus of the soul, the same spiritual energies that brought about the miracles long ago, are reawakened. Freedom is in the air. On Pesach long ago, we left Egypt. This Pesach, we can free ourselves from our own slavery. We can rush through the Haggadah to get to the main course. Then our souls remain trapped. Rather, let's take our time, allowing the eternal story of freedom to sink in and become part of us. Let yourself go. Free your soul. I'm Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. Have a great day.